I must confess, before last week, I didn't even know Denver had a preschool program, but now I do. I guess it came to our attention because of the Rocky Mountain Early Childhood Education Conference. And so thanks to Jennifer Landrum, who joins us from Denver's preschool program. Are you a well-kept secret there at the DPP?
Maybe we're one of Denver's best-kept secrets, but I think we're the jewel of Denver.
Jennifer Landrum, enthusiastic about educating very small children. How small? Is there a time when children are ideally suited for classes with other kids?
You know, really, Steve, children begin learning from birth. And so we want to start them out right, with parents reading to them, talking to them, singing to them, so that they get all those early language skills that help them learn when they get into kindergarten.
Language skills, key. I heard this report yesterday about parents and the way they talk to children. More affluent families tend to talk more, use more words, engage verbally more. Lower-income parents tend to engage verbally less with their children, and it makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. You know, the early achievement gap can be measured when children are 3 years old, because between the lower-income families and the higher-income families, there might be a 30 million word gap. And that just has to do with the difference in how people talk. You might say, put your coat on, in a lower-income family, because you're in a hurry to get out that door. In a higher-income family, you might say, hey, it's cold outside. What do we do when it's cold outside? And let the child take a turn with you and say, I need to put on my coat. So it's a back and forth exchange.
Wow, that's a level of detail that I might have missed without you sort of going in slow motion and saying, here's the way engagement and verbal engagement makes a difference with preschoolers.
Right. What we want to see in a preschool classroom or in an interaction between a parent and child is that responsiveness, where the parent or the caregiver or the teacher is responding to what that child is doing, asking, saying, playing.
Some time ago, early childhood education came into a phrase. It used to just be daycare. Everything was daycare. What happened when it became early childhood education?
Great question. I think what has happened is there has been a tremendous amount of research over the last few decades, and we know much more about how human beings develop, what is going on in the brain. And we know that those years between birth and age five are so critical, because the brain is growing and creating synapses that are connecting ideas and words. And really, it's where everything begins. It starts with our youngest children and with preschool.
Jennifer Landrum, our guest, she's the CEO of Denver's preschool program. Their website, dpp.org. What should parents and guardians look for when they're looking for a good early childhood situation, or what are the things to avoid?
I think what we all want to do when we're looking for preschool is to see and find what is best for that particular child. Sometimes that might be a place that has a little bit more structure. Sometimes, you know, if it's a quieter child, you want a place where you can see that they're going to have spots that they can get away and be quiet. Quality is really, really important. And one of the things that the Denver Preschool Program does is provide access for all families to choose a high-quality preschool. And on our website, dpp.org, that you just mentioned, you can learn a little bit more about what to look for. What I would look for is how that teacher interacts with my child. Are they getting down on their eye level? Are they engaging in those back-and-forth exchanges? Do they make time with each child in the classroom throughout the day, and do they facilitate conversations between children?
It's tough sometimes, because some parents have to go the daycare, the preschool route, but there are real benefits to it as well.
There are real benefits, and I do think that one of the things that Denver's preschool programs gives to families is the tuition support to make preschool more affordable. And, you know, we are there for every four-year-old child, regardless of income, regardless of where they are in the city and county of Denver. And we also work with preschool programs to make sure that families can choose the curriculum they want, the type of program they want. We're in childcare programs, we're in Montessori programs, we're at DPS.
Is Denver unique in having a citywide preschool program?
You know, I think Denver has been a leader in having a citywide program. You know, we're paid for through your sales tax dollars. We were voted in 2006. The way we do it, having this tuition credit scale based on quality and income, means that the lowest income family who chooses the highest quality program has the highest tuition credit. And that was a real new thought in Denver. More and more cities are doing this now, and more states are doing it as well.
Jennifer Landrum, CEO of Denver's preschool program, their website, dpp.org. What gets you going in the morning? What's the thing that people really need to know about when they think about their children or their grandchildren? More and more grandparents involved in that early childhood education decisions.
You know, I've been an advocate for early childhood education for the last 15 years, and I truly believe the research that shows that if we give our kids the right start, that they have the early childhood education that they need, they're going to enter kindergarten ready to learn. They're going to be reading on third grade level when they get to third grade. They're going to graduate from high school. They're not going to be involved in the criminal justice system, and they're going to be ready to be participants in society.
All that from getting three-year-olds, four-year-olds in the classroom. Yeah.
All that from investing early. It's the greatest return on investment we've got.
Jennifer, I was curious. You know, recently studies have shown that Denver is one of the fastest-growing communities among the younger demographics, people who are most likely to have kids, if they don't have kids already, in that age group. Are there enough resources? Are there enough locations? Where are these preschool programs located? Are they located as part of the elementary schools, or is it something separate?
It takes all of us to really be able to serve all of these kids. And right now, we've got about 5,500 kids in preschool through the Denver Preschool Program. But we contract with Montessori programs, child care centers, elementary schools through the Denver Public Schools. We even have kids in family child care homes if a parent chooses to have their child in that type of setting. So we are all over the city.
Very good.
And with lots of options, there's not one particular school-based program, church-based program. As you described, home-based programs, there are lots of options out there for what's available.
We really value parents being able to make the best choice for their child. And therefore, we have about 250 different sites, 552 different classrooms. And we really make sure that it is up to the parent to choose where their child goes.
Jennifer Landrum, CEO with the Denver Preschool Program, the website dpp.org. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
Good to see you, Jennifer.